Let us turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 3 and verse 15. The reading this morning is called The First Promise. Hebrews 2 verse 3 tells us that God's so great salvation was first preached by the Lord himself. This refers immediately to the history of the Gospels and Christ's earthly ministry, but it is applicable to what we read in Genesis 3. In Eden, in the cool of the day, he preached to our first parents the first gospel sermon and spoke of himself as a deliverer. His sermon then was not unlike that to the two on the road to Emmaus, to whom he expounded in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. How sweet his words must have been to fallen man and woman, stripped of their glory, shaking with fear, and crushed and cursed by sin. Amidst their terrible night, a light had sprung up. His words showed them that he remembered mercy in the midst of wrath. Thousands of years were to pass before his promise was fulfilled, but he fulfilled it in the fullness of the time. Galatians 4 verse 4 and 5. In the first promise, there is a guarantee of everything that pertains to life and godliness. We escape sin's corruption through the promises of God, 2 Peter 1 verse 4, but only in Christ are they pledged to us, 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20. They persuade us to embrace him, they set believers apart from worldlings, and give them the sure hope of heaven. Those who stand on them will endure to the end. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Saviour as my all in all, standing on the promises of God.